You are tuned to listener-supported public radio. This is KBBI Homer, AM 890. The time is 9.02 a.m. Welcome to the coffee table. I'm Kathleen Gustafson. And on the line, let's check and be sure, Principal Doug Wachlowski from Homer High School. Are you there?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. And Paul Story, counselor to the senior class.
Morning, Kathleen.
Good morning to both of you, and thank you so much for being here. I want to start with, well, the topic is high school graduation in its amazingly morphed form. I want to start with just the basic information from Principal Wachlowski about how this is going to go. If I want to attend graduation, can you give me the basics before we start going in depth about how this is organized?
Sure, no problem. Basically, it's going to be a drive-in theater-based graduation, which means seniors will come in, they'll park in the top two parking lots, we'll have a stage up by the flagpoles, speakers, students will come in, we'll have our normal graduation ceremony as much as we can. It'll be streamed on our HHS YouTube channel, and when it's time for students to get their diplomas, they will drive up in their cars. They will get out individually, one at a time, come up, get their diploma, and then walk back to their cars. And then when they're done, they're going to process through town. Now, the actual event that's happening at Homer High is for the graduates and their families, just because there's just not enough space for parking. So if you want to participate and be there, you need to line the procession route, which is down Pioneer and Greatland. And when they come through, you could cheer them on. You could watch it live streamed on YouTube, or you can listen to it on KBBI. It's going to be simulcast by KBBI. So that's it in a nutshell. I don't know if you have any other specific questions.
Well, I definitely want to. I'm glad you pointed that out, because I wasn't truly aware that it's the parking lot is for families of graduates, right?
Correct.
And then correct. You can line along the parade route if you want to support the graduates and possibly listen along on KBBI. Also, you're going to be live streaming where?
It'll be on our YouTube. It's the same channel that we use to stream our sporting events. And we'll have that posted on our Facebook and website, that link.
Well, great. And Paul Story, you are the counselor to the senior class. Do I have that right? What are your responsibilities for graduation?
Well, in a typical commencement, the counselor just kind of facilitates the rehearsal, make sure the graduates are set with their caps and gowns, and just kind of report to the principal, who is the ultimate master of ceremonies. But like Mr. Wachlowski is kind of outlined in this particular situation, which is true of a typical commencement, just a little bit less complicated, needs to be a wedding planner type of person. So we changed it to event director because I don't look like J-Lo, so I can't pull off the wedding planner thing. But yeah, just making sure people know what's coming up next. We're going to be communicating over radios to try to have the ceremony run as smoothly as possible.
And if anyone listening has any questions about graduation or about Homer High School for Principal Wachlowski and for Counselor Paul Story, you can call 235-7721, or you could email your comments or questions to info@kbbi.org. So today, Principal Wachlowski, today is tech rehearsal. Is this setup day?
Well, this is the tech rehearsal. There's a whole lot involved in this. So in order to get a cord that's 150 foot long, we're going to be, we have microphones going into a sound system out to the parking lot, going into our streaming system. So today we're all going to plug it in and see if it all works, because this is actually morphed into something different. I was hoping to use something like a Zoom webinar and being able to go in on that, but we found out that wouldn't work. So we think we have a plan, and we think it's going to work, and that's what we're going to be testing. actual setup for stage and that type of stuff will be on Friday, because we won't have enough time on Monday to do that, so that will be up most of the weekend. And then Monday we're going to be setting up the actual site. So, and also on Monday, just to remind people that the parking lot will be closed, because we will be doing all that setup. I know there are a lot of people who come in and park and use our track and stuff, but that will be off limits on Monday morning.
And while we're at it, it looks like setup and sound is Church on the Rock's responsibility that they've taken on. So shout out to Church on the Rock. Thanks for setting up. And
yeah, those guys are awesome.
Can you talk a little bit about the parking lot Tetris that's going to have to happen? I mean, your organizational principles for putting people where? How's that going to roll?
Well, we're doing it, the whole point is this is obviously not as good as a face-to-face graduation, so this is kind of the next best thing. We're trying to set it up so that you can actually see what's going on. You're going to be a long ways away, especially, you know, the first two parking lots are the seniors. The next two parking lots are, you know, immediate family and friends, and they'll have tickets for that. But, in order to see that, we can't put certain cars in certain places because they'll block the whole view for the bottom three rows. So I think we have close to 90 cones and another 50 or 60 candlestick cones and tape that we'll have. So everything will be blocked off on the first two rows. And then at the end of graduation, the seniors are going to be going off to procession down Pioneer and Great Land. We're going to have that blocked so that any of the family and friends cannot pull out with the seniors, because we want to keep the seniors together. So yeah, that was a good day's worth of planning just to get the parking lot to the point where this would run efficiently, you know, including getting the students, you know, from their cars, getting them in line, having them go into the bus lane, get out, get their diploma, get back in, and then get ready to go off into the procession after the graduation. So a lot of work hours in planning and organizing this.
And the lovely and talented Chris Perk is your announcer, your master of ceremonies, is that right?
Correct. So the one thing about this is that there will be some things where we can't necessarily talk, like at the PowerPoint procession, and if you're PowerPoint presentation. And if you're on KBBI listening to it, it's just going to be music playing. So we'll have Chris Perk there. He'll be announcing so that you'll know what's going on when we don't give you those verbal cues.
And so that's going to be playing on the YouTube channel. Is there a screen in the parking lot for attendees?
No, we don't have a screen.
I didn't think so. You're not going full drive-in.
No, we're not going full drive-in. We don't have a projector that's bright enough. And then, if anything, any little wind at all, we don't have anything to project it against. And even if we did, we might be able to get like a 12 by 12, very dull screen, but nobody would be able to see it except for the people on the stage.
And
so that's one thing we're not going to do.
And I have a question come in by email to info@kbbi.org. Jill wants to know, what is the plan, is there a plan for road construction and dust?
No, we don't have a plan for road construction and dust.
Okay. Well,
we have to go all the way down Pioneer.
It does lead me to the question of where is the model that you used for organizing this? There must have been some things you looked at, some places to learn about best practices. Where did you find that?
We didn't use any of that. This actually came from the students during our planning.
The students planned it.
They did not want to have just an online ceremony, and I don't blame them. I think that would be pretty lame. But they wanted to do it as close to possible. They're like, well, could we line up 14 feet apart and walk up? I mean, they came up with all kinds of different ideas, and we kind of settled on this one, and this is one of the few. We sent this into the State Department. They actually used it as an example of what some schools could do. I know most schools are not doing as much as we are. A lot of them are, they just set up a stage, and families could come in anytime during the day, come in, get their diploma, walk off, and it'd be filmed, and then they see it, and that's going to be their ceremony. Some schools have just canceled graduation altogether. So,
shout out to the senior class of 2020 for creating a model.
Yep.
So the next thing I want to know about is what kind of permission did you have to get? Did you get city permits?
Yeah, we have to have city permits, and we also have to have the state DOT, because we're going to be emptying out on the Sterling Highway. Even though that's not part of the parade route, we still needed to get a permit from them.
And you'll have police escort, or?
Yep, we're working on that. We've been in communication with both the fire and the police department. They will be directing traffic, and hopefully we'll have a police car or fire engine leading and ending the procession.
And what's the plan for weather?
We ordered sunny weather.
Well, as someone who reads the weather, I'll just continue to read that particular weather. It says, the extended forecast says rain is likely Monday night, cloudy with a low around 43, but, you know, I'll put my order in. And, of course,
okay.
a forecast
we can handle a little rain.
And a forecast that extends until Monday from now isn't really all that reliable anyway. So if let's talk to family right now, the people who are going to have to get into that parking lot and line up, what time are they coming?
Well, we're going to open up the parking lot at 6 o'clock for the 7 o'clock ceremony. The one drawback to all this is because of all the mandates, there's going to be no bathrooms in the parking lot. So you might not want to get there too early.
Good to know.
Otherwise you're going to be in a car for 3 hours and there'll be no bathrooms available.
And Paul Story, what will you be doing at the graduation ceremony? Will you be attending?
Oh, definitely. I am just going to be kind of helping facilitate parking. We have a pretty good plan in place for that, making sure that the presenters on stage are aware of what's coming up next, because we do want to be as efficient as possible. We know that the presentation of diplomas by vehicle is going to take an unusually long time, and we basically want people to be able to exit the ceremony in a reasonable time, especially in light of what Mr. Wasilewski said about the absence of restrooms. And just making sure we know which graduate's coming up next, and just kind of communicating over those radios and trying to make a festive and efficient commencement for this deserving class.
And will there be a video document made?
I believe the live stream is recorded. There's also professional photographer who is going to, what we really can't have is too many people out of their vehicles at any one time. One of the state mandates for these graduation ceremonies, which is we're kind of pushing the envelope of with the size of this event and the number of graduates we have, is 20. No more than 20 people can be out of the vehicle helping putting on the ceremony at any one time. So that involves all the tech people, all the presenters on stage, all the people in the parking lot. So that's why only during the presentation of diplomas, only the graduate can exit the vehicle. They will process up to the stage, they'll receive their diploma in a socially distant manner, and they will get their picture taken by a professional photographer, which will limit the people outside of the vehicles. And the whole thing is also being recorded by a videographer as well, and we're going to make that available to everybody. So if it goes well, it should be memorable.
And often at graduation, there are things like performances, songs, and that sort of thing. I see on the agenda that there is the national anthem. How's that going to be carried off? Is it going to be performed live?
Yeah, the national anthem will be performed live. We were trying to get a senior who wanted to volunteer, and that didn't work out for a couple of reasons. So Kyle Schneider is going to be the person who sings. You can do live performances via state mandates, but everybody has to be at least 14 feet away, because when you're singing, you project a little bit more. So, and there's no technical way to do that and actually record it or get that sound out when everybody's that far apart. So there won't be live performances like we usually have the choir come in and sing at least one song.
That reminds me, just to ask you a little bit about the fact that, I mean, this is all great, and I understand that the seniors organize this, and hats off to them. But a great deal of what you're doing is dictated by state mandates and school district rules that have been made just for this. Is that right?
Yeah, correct.
So it's last call for questions. If you want to call, it's 235-7721. And we'll take your call on the air. Or if you just want to email a question, you can email it to info@kbbi.org. And Principal Wachlowski, what am I missing from this list that we haven't got that people need to know about Monday night at 7, Homer High School graduation?
Well, I just think that it's amazing the amount of people that's taken to organize this. Hopefully, if we do this right, you're not going to notice all the hours and time and preparation and number of people that take to actually make this work. It'll be smooth. It'll look like it. Just any other graduation, maybe with a couple hiccups or whatever. But the other thing is that I'm also very proud of our seniors for their patience. I know there's a lot of things that they wanted to do, and you know, a lot of the planning process was, "Hey, can we do this?" And I'm like, "Probably not, but I'll check." So that was a lot of the process. So I'm proud of the seniors. I'm proud of their patience, and I think it's a great group, and I hope this works out well for them.
Well, it looks like Shannon is on line one. Shannon, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Good morning. Hey, thanks, Kathleen, for doing this morning on the coffee table, and thanks, Paul and Tug, for working so hard to put this together for the seniors. A little bit more on how the community can come out and the details of the procession and timing and stuff like that. And I also just wanted to add to people listening that normally this would have been the night that the parents put on the casino night, which is the drug and alcohol free, safe, most of the night long senior graduation party. And that, of course, had to be canceled. But us parents were going to be putting that on together. And normally we would ask the community to turn out and participate and help with the senior class's safe graduation night. So since that is not happening, instead, we're asking the community to turn out for the procession to support our graduates. So if you're listening and you can come out and cheer the kids on and socially distance, wear your mask and stay separate from other people who aren't in your family, but come out on Pioneer Avenue after graduation and cheer on these graduates because they've lost a lot this year and they'd sure like the community support. But I'd love to hear if Paul and Doug have anything to add to that. And thank you so much. Thanks for all your work to pull this together during a really challenging time. And I'll take my answer off the air. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Shannon. Principal Wachlowski or Paul Story, do you guys want to talk a little bit about inviting people to the route and getting them to come out in support of the graduates?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Paul.
Go ahead, Mr. Wachlowski. Okay. Yeah, that is a great way to support this class who, like Shannon said, they've lost prom and their spring sports and the musical and all sorts of things. And if we have people who can line along the parade route, again, it goes west on Pioneer from the Heath Street and Pioneer intersection and then down Greatland to the Sterling Highway, anywhere along that route where you can gather from and still practice social distancing, you know, in your vehicle, honk as they drive by. The cars will be identified. I don't think it's a top secret thing. We have some apparent organized kind of sign for each graduate that'll be really nice. And you can line up early on the procession route, depending on the weather. You could be outside and still practice social distancing. And the only question is exactly the timing, but if you're following the live stream, you'll have a good idea of when things are wrapping up. And when we get to the latter part of the alphabet and the presentation of diplomas, then it's probably time to find your spot along the procession route.
Yeah, I am looking forward to how the cars are going to be decorated. Principal Wachlowski, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, there's just one thing. Our staff got together and they a couple staff members recorded some videos for each student, and we had somebody who edited that together, and that's going to be presented about 15 minutes before graduation starts. So about at 6:45, we'll be running that video, and that's kind of a thank you from our staff to our students. So if you're driving in or you're in the parking lot, pull that up, because I think that's a nice tribute to our graduating seniors.
Great. And Jill emailed back with a suggestion, just a suggestion for the wedding planner. The possibility of spraying down Pioneer before graduation to keep the dust down. I mean, the weather may take care of that for us, but maybe not.
Thanks, Jill. I made a note, and I'll try to connect with the powers that be on that one.
And so it's just about time to circle back around to how this is going to go. Let's start with those of us who are not family members of a graduate. And those people could log on, or on their phone while sitting in their car along the parade route, they could log on to YouTube 15 minutes before 7, and that starts with, that's where the video that's been made, that the teachers made, starts. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So you can, if you're watching from home, you can start there. Or if you are along the parade route, well, I guess that's what it is, the procession route. Principal Wacloski, can you, to wrap us up one more time, explain to people how they can participate if they're not family members?
Yeah, if they're not family members, we want you around that parade route so that you can cheer our seniors on. I think that would be something a little bit special, a nice kick off to the rest of their life. Because like Paul said, they have lost a lot. And so this is just something a little special for them. So be watching on YouTube. You can watch that on your phone. You can listen on your radio to KBBI and party. And let's give our seniors a great sending off gift here with that procession afterwards.
And Paul Story, do you want to add anything to that?
It's a great Homer kind of rally around everybody event. We've had lots of hard work and input from students and their families. They've helped out whenever they have been able to. It's been a little bit challenging because only school staff is allowed in the building, but so many offers of help and follow through on that. And the graduates came up with great ideas, and of course our staff also has stepped up in a lot of different ways. So as long as you can order up that nice weather, Kathleen, and we can get some community support for that procession route, it stands to be a really memorable event for a deserving class.
And Principal Wacloski, and actually this is for you too, event planner Paul Story, counselor to the senior class. KBBI was lucky enough to get Ruby Allen in here, who is Homer High School's valedictorian this year. Will there be an address in the traditional sense from members of the senior class?
Correct. We're going to be doing everything that we can that we normally do in graduation, and they will be giving their address.
And
we
who's on the
speakers there?
Who's on the agenda? Oh, not the agenda. Who's on the bill for the senior class?
Well, like you mentioned, Ruby is the valedictorian, and her good friend Daisy Kettle is the salutatorian, and they're going to be working together on kind of a joint speech from two different podiums and microphones. That they're going to deliver that one together. So that will be it from the student side, and the class of 2020 had invited as their commencement speakers Pam Rogloski and Clayton Smith, both of whom are beloved Homer High School staff members, Pam being somebody who's actually retiring this year. So they'll be addressing the seniors as well.
Great. I look forward to that. And last call for any information that you need to get out here. I assume or expect that you've had plenty of communications with the senior class and their families, so getting them into the parking lot is kind of taken care of. I want to know about, because after this is over, there's going to be a great deal to break down. Is the plan already in place for that? Do you need people to assist you in any way? And if so, how can they assist?
Yeah, no, we have the plan set, and especially for the parking, and we've worked with the city to get cones and get everything set up, and we really can't take any more volunteers because we can only have a maximum of 20 people running this whole event. So So that's everybody, including on the stage, the speakers, and everything else. So we just ask that, hey, families come in and park. And they'll know where they're supposed to be because we have that all set up. And community members, watch on YouTube or listen on KBBI.
Right. And if you want to help, be a part of that procession and show
Absolutely.
Up for the graduates.
They deserve it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give last call for comments. Paul Story, do you have anything else on your list that you feel like needs to get out there today?
Maybe a bit of good news if this hasn't already circulated, but there was a question. Everyone outside of the vehicles during the ceremony has to be wearing a mask unless they are speaking. And a little common question was, well, when I get my diploma and I stand for my picture, can I remove my mask? And we had to ask that one up the chain, and it came back, yes, they can remove their mask for their photo from the professional photographer. So that's good news, and hopefully will be a relief for some of our graduates who were hoping for that answer.
Well, also, I hope that I'm sure there'll be plenty of photos taken with the masks on, because honestly, they'll be of interest to historians.
Yes, and we actually have commemorative masks.
What?
Nomar is, oh yeah, I don't know if commemorative is the exact right word, but they are blue and gold, and they are going to be handed to the graduates as they enter the ceremony on Monday. And they can, I mean, hopefully they wear those because I think they're going to be kind of cool. But as long as they're masked, that's the goal, and then they'll have something to keep. And they will be a subject of some photos, I would suspect. Kathleen, you're right.
And Principal McCloskey, anything else on your list for today?
Yeah, well, we've been given lemons, and we're trying to make the best lemonade we can out of this. I think it's going to be a great event, and I think when they're done, it's going to be memorable. And you know, this is Homer. We do stuff like this all the time.
Well, thank you so much, Principal Doug McCloskey from Homer High School, and Paul Story, school counselor to the senior class at Homer High School. Thank you so much for being a part of the coffee table this morning, because we've got another segment to go. So anything else before I cut your mics? Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Kathleen. Thanks to you and everybody at KBBI for your help on this.
Okay, thanks so much. Bye-bye.